The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you. Are you ready? Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler. F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Jon Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. It's 713-780-3776. Missed the first hour? Lots of good stuff. David said you guys need to do a 3-7 show. This town needs another hour of the Blitz. I think 3 hours is perfect. Sometimes more is not a good thing. I firmly believe that a 4-hour show would not be as good. And sometimes...
I did 4 hours when I was in Austin, and it's long. It's an exhausting thing.
And we've done four-hour shows before, but I just think to me, 3 hours is perfect. When we did 2 hours, it was never enough. And 3 hours, it's still not enough, which is good. I never want to do a show where I feel like, okay, we talked about everything we needed to talk about today.
I will say I've always thought that this show would be – we should be on from 3 to 6.
Yeah. I agree with that. But, you know, this is where we are. At some point that may happen. But I do like I like the 3-hour show. And I think over time, you guys would see that a 4-hour show would not be for the best. So
SI just tweeted, I guess they follow Lala on Snapchat.
Yeah.
And they tweeted a snap of Carmelo playing with a lot of kids. And I guess they're together. So there's that. So I guess... SI is now TMZ.
So they're back together?
I don't know.
Even though he impregnated the stripper?
I guess.
Okay. Hey, sometimes that works out. Wonder what the stripper tasted like.
Frosted Flakes? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to go there. So apparently DeAndre Hopkins had a few things to say today. He was talking to your buddy Aaron Wilson. And...
I've never met Aaron Wilson in my whole life, by the way.
I haven't either.
I don't know why you called him my buddy.
Well, because you love all these guys.
Oh, yeah. You know me. I'm always willing to interact with other media members.
Apparently, Bill O'Brien defended him against questions about whether he declined last year. So Hopkins was apparently asked about that, and here was his response.
About 6 weeks ago, there was an exchange with Bill O'Brien and a reporter at the NFL Scouting Combine where there was some allusion to, I guess, a down season. And Bill seemed to put the kibosh on it pretty quick. What did that mean to you as a player to have a coach who is that defensive and has that much conviction in your ability and your performance?
I mean, it's great when you have a coach like this. It's always on your side. You know, a down season. You know, it's a team sport. It's not one player out there playing. You know, so I did my job to get our team last year to where we got. Even though we didn't get the success we wanted, you know, we still had a pretty good season. Won a division, you know, and it's not easy to win a division in this league. So to have a coach like that on your side all the time, you know, it spreads throughout the locker room.
Yeah, so that's much different than the story that came out.
Yeah, the way it sounds versus the way it reads is completely different.
Yeah, because the story on Pro Football Talk headline says, DeAndre Hopkins takes issue with idea he had a down season. And then they paraphrase Aaron Wilson's quotes. They cut out a lot of what Hopkins just said. Here's what the quote was. A down season? It's a team sport. I did my job. That makes it sound like he's taking umbrage with the fact that somebody said he had a down season.
Okay.
But you listen to his comments.
Makes him sound standoffish.
Yeah. But if you actually listen to the comments, it's like, well.
Who wrote that that quote?
This is posted by Michael David Smith on Pro Football Talk based on Aaron Wilson's story, which I have not seen Aaron Wilson's story. I guess I have to check that out and see if he did it too. But that's just plain misleading, and that's what Pro Football Talk does. But that's not how – Hopkins didn't sound like he was being standoffish.
Well, it wasn't even a question of did you have a down season.
A coach like this, it's always on your side. You know, a down season, you know, it's a team, it's a team sport.
Yeah, I will say this. Let's be real. DeAndre had a down season.
Yeah, and I was kind of hoping he was trying to say he didn't have a down season because that would have been more fun.
It's arguably the worst season of his career to date. I mean, you can argue his rookie year, maybe he wasn't statistically as good, but, you know, as far as relative success to target ratio, it was the worst season of his career.
Yeah.
His effort was questionable at times.
More often than at times. I think his effort was questionable for most of the season.
So it's hard to say he didn't have a down year, but, I mean, with the exception of Lamar Miller, and C.J. Fedorowicz, who on the offense had a good year? There's no one, right? Like, C.J. Fedorowicz exceeded expectation.
Yeah.
Lamar Miller, I would say, exceeded expectation. Did anyone else even meet expectation on that offense? I think no.
Dwayne Brown?
No, I would say no. I mean,
he was okay.
He was fine.
Yeah.
But I think expectation is higher than fine.
I don't know. My expectations for him is to just be above average.
Okay. Xavier Sufilo?
No.
Well, I mean, coming into last season, we were expecting him to do nothing.
Okay. Well he was better than he was two seasons ago when he shouldn't have even been on an NFL field. So, but I do think there's a narrative that somehow he turned into a great player last season, and that's just false.
So I guess he was functional.
He wasn't embarrassing last season, for most of last season. There were parts where it was pretty ugly.
Why does everybody think I said para bleep instead of paraphrase? Did I?
I don't think so.
What kind of bleep would fit in that?
Rhymes with muck.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's when you have sex, after skydiving.
Or with a paraplegic?
I think so.
Okay.
Same thing.
Sounds kind of like down your alley, right?
No. I've told the paraplegic prostitute story. I'm not doing that again. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in on the HRNP listener line. We'll be happy to take some phone calls. I this is one of those things where you're just creating a story that's not there. I'd be more than happy to jump all over DeAndre Hopkins if he were coming out and saying, I didn't have a down year. But that's not what he said. So I'm looking for Aaron Wilson's story to see if Pro Football Talk just took pieces of it or if he did it. Cam Robinson visited the Texans today, by the way.
That's good.
Yeah, that's I like that they're having a bunch of tackles in to look at. I think it looks like tackle or quarterback.
Yeah.
So I'll prefer tackle, but I'll be okay if there's a quarterback too. As long as it's not Kaiser, who and it's so funny now, a week before the draft, you're getting so-and-so's dropping and so-and-so's rising. It's like, are they really? Or is it just that, teams are leaking information?
I don't know what it is. I always think it's weird, how, nothing's happened, yet somehow guys are dropping and, that doesn't make sense to me. Like a guy, what if he's done nothing since the combine?
Right.
Why would his stock be
nothing's
dropping?
Come out that somebody's punched anybody else.
Right.
Or failed a drug test.
It's very odd.
Yeah.
But apparently it happens. I feel like maybe I could see how guys move up, like as they do interviews, things like that, personal workouts and things. But I don't know. I don't put too much into that. I mean, one team might interview a guy and they may love him. Another team might interview him and think, oh, this guy's just not a fit here.
713-780-ESPN. You know what I think happened? I think they picked up a tweet that Aaron Wilson did of him shortening what DeAndre Hopkins said, which means it's on Aaron Wilson.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I think that's what happened. I'm trying to figure it out.
I'm fine blaming him.
I found the tweet.
Okay.
And nowhere in there does it have a question mark after a down season. Aaron Wilson wrote what DeAndre said, and Pro Football Talk turned a down. They skipped the first sentence, put a down season question mark. It skipped. You know, it's a team sport, and they skipped a bunch of stuff. And he just and it said, "So I did my job," and then they ended the quote there.
All right. So who is this on?
I think it's on Pro Football Talk.
Okay. So, but did he just have it in the quote or what? I'm confused.
So, well, Aaron Wilson was it was on Twitter. It said DeAndre Hopkins on Bill O'Brien and how he played winning the division. He said read, and it's like basically a tweet longer. Yeah. And if you click the tweet longer, it'll have the entire quote.
So it's the exact quote? All right. Yes. So this is on Pro Football Talk, not Aaron Wilson. All right. So make sure we get the blame in the right place.
Okay.
I just don't understand how that happens.
Yeah, you do. It's called laziness. It's called lazy journalism. And it happens a lot. It happens a lot with that website, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, it's clickbait. It's just stuff that's going to get you reading. And it worked because I picked it up. And if you read it the way they have it, that's what it looks like. It looks like he was saying, hey, you know, was that a down season? That's not it.
Lamont said, I think Fuller met expectations. Were you expecting much from Fuller? Me personally, I expected nothing from him. And I said day one when they drafted him, that's a stupid draft pick. They made a mistake. But I would say what you would expect from a first-round draft pick who was second on the team in wide receiver targets, I would say, yeah, he did not meet expectations.
For a first-round pick in that spot, no.
I think he met expectations for about 3 weeks.
Well, the first two games.
Yeah.
The first two games was about it.
And then he did nothing.
But as far as my expectations, he did about what I thought, which was not have much of an impact. I was never a fan of that pick. I know you weren't either. So, Foster says, according to Todd McShay, McCaffrey is the top back in the draft, have him going 10th overall. Good luck.
Yeah, cool on you, Todd McShay.
Yeah.
I think I would.
Todd McShay, whose name you will not hear again after next weekend for another year.
I think Christian McCaffrey is solid. But if you honestly think that he's a more complete back than Leonard Fournette or Dalvin Cook or even Joe Mixon, I disagree.
I think I'd almost rather have Foreman. I might rather have Pumphrey. There's some other guys I think are going to be more valuable long-term backs. I think he's a third down out of the backfield guy.
I think he's a little more than that, but I like the people who say he's an every down back, I'm not buying into that.
No, I agree.
I don't know that he can be like your featured back.
No, but if you use him as a third down back, if you use him the way the Saints use Reggie Bush, which is why I think he'd be a good pick for the Saints, I think he'll be a very good player.
Or if you use him in duo with the right guy, like if you find the right guy to pair him up with, I could see him being
valuable. But I like him as a receiver out of the backfield. I like him as, you know, a drawback, get him in space, and then maybe he breaks a play. But I think if you try to use him in a traditional fashion, which is what, if you're using a top 10 pick on a running back, you damn well better.
Although, where'd Reggie Bush get picked?
Yeah, well, that didn't work out. No, but they found ways to use him the right way. And I think,
but Reggie Bush never lived up to where he was drafted.
No, he was never worth that pick, but you got a lot out of him. I think McCaffrey, you could get a lot out of. I don't think he's as talented as Reggie Bush, but if you use him right, I think you could get a lot out of him. You just better not take him in the top 10. That's just dumb.
Yeah. All right, guys, got to tell you about Kima Craft Beer Fest, Saturday, April 29th, 2 to 5 p.m., down on the Kima Boardwalk. The Boardwalk and 24 breweries are inviting you to spend a day sampling over 72 of the finest craft beers. They've got a bunch of local offerings from Buffalo Bayou, from Carbach, from Sierra Nevada, from St. Arnold. And they've got national stuff like Sierra Nevada, Sweetwater, Green Flash, and Ballast Point. Bunch of great brands, bunch of great beer. And you could taste it all out at the Kima Craft Beer Fest. Admission includes beer samples, giveaway from beer giveaways from beer vendors and food samples, and there's going to be live music all day long. You can buy advance tickets now for only $44.95 per person. They're $39.95 for Landry Select Club members or with a military ID. $49.95 the day of the event, so it's worth it to get them in now. Purchase tickets online at KemaBeerFest.com or on-site at multiple ticket booths on the Kema Boardwalk. All guests must present valid ID at the time of purchase, and you, of course, must be 21 years of age to attend. That's the Kema Craft Beer Fest, Saturday, April 29th from 2 to 5. For more information, visit KemaBeerFest.com. You make it home when your back's against the wall out there.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Step back out of my way, head first into the maze. I won't be broken. Never stop or hesitate.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Look at Jong tweeting at Pro Football Talk and telling them they're terrible. Nice job.
It's going to go get ignored anyway.
I'm sure it will. I don't think I've ever seen you do that before.
I mean, I'm not the biggest DeAndre Hopkins fan, but that's just
that, to be fair, that, yeah, that was...
Not only did you paraphrase it, you cut up his quote and changed the punctuation.
Yeah.
You did it as Degenerates 975, though.
Okay.
So, Jong says...
on all of us, you're saying.
Yeah, Jong says, you do a horrible job, completely misquote Hopkins, and changed Aaron Wilson's NFL's transcription, and then say, real nuke to bomb quote here. So, you know what I just realized? I don't think I'm following our own... No, I am. Okay. Just wondering why I didn't get that. Well, I guess I did. That's why I was quoting it. Never mind. The governor says Kiper McShay and Joe Lunardi. Sorry, that just went off my screen. But mentioning those three have the best jobs in the world. They work 1 month of the year and don't have to be accurate. I would be bored to tears if that's all I did. Was just come in for one month and be an expert for 1 month and then disappear for the rest of the year.
Life.
And Jack says, are you kidding me? Cook is the best running back in this draft. I'll still take Fournette, but I'm not going to fault anybody who likes Cook better.
I'm not either. I think that they're both great. And despite the off-the-field warts, I think Joe Mixon's excellent as well.
Yeah, I don't put him in that class, but you know, I also – the off-the-field stuff colors my opinion of him too.
Yeah.
And I wasn't even sure he was the best running back on his team, but that doesn't mean he won't make a better pro.
I think there's no doubt he's going to be a better pro than P. Ryan. I just think he's a physical freak.
I also just – there were some things I saw on the field from him, too, that I didn't like. And, you know, especially elusiveness when he would get past the first level, I think there were a lot of times where he didn't get away from linebackers where he should have. And there were a lot of times they opened up really big holes for him and he'd get 10 yards downfield. But if he didn't, I don't like his lateral movement in the open field, but we shall see. Matt says, is the Blitz just realizing Florio is a POS? I think I've been talking about what a dickweed that guy is for a long time.
No, but to do that, that's so unprofessional, though.
But that's what they do. They're not professional. It's a troll site. It's a Skip Bayless site. It's a hot take site. And I think that... which is okay. I mean, if that's what you're going to do, but you know, that takes it to a different level. You're just making up a story.
Yeah, basically. That's what I'm saying.
And yeah, I think maybe that's what we should do. We should just make stuff up.
It'd be nice if we could get away with that.
So let's see. Well, I'm not going to do that. I was going to make a Bill O'Brien Penn State joke, but let's not. I don't want to make up that kind of stuff. But
now on the podcast description for this hour is going to be I'm going to put Fred Fowler makes a Bill O'Brien Penn State joke.
but, and then put a question mark.
Yeah,
put a question mark.
Did Bill O'Brien know what happened at Penn State before he took the job? Quote, Fred Fowler.
Well, and the problem with this is they did it to create a story. It's not even that they misquoted him by accident. It's like, no, let's make a story out of this. Let's take one little piece of it. I object to that. But nobody, they're not going to change. Dustin says Skip Florio has been making money off lies for years. Hashtag hack. That's what he does. And then, you know, that I used to really enjoy that site when they were, the way they built themselves up was to be aggregators. They would go out and get every story from every team, and it was a cool place to go to keep up with all the NFL.
Yeah.
And then it became, all right, we're going to aggregate, but then we're going to comment on something. And I think they've gotten now where they're so caught up in trying to have enough stuff that they're now just making crap up. And I think the whole TV thing has gotten to Florio, and this is what he thinks. He wants to be Skip Bayless. Good luck. 713-780-ESPN Drunk Bevo says Foreman's the best value back this cycle, in my opinion, but I'm biased.
I don't disagree with that.
No, I think for a value, I think he's got a chance to be as good as anybody in this draft, and you're not going to have to spend a first-round pick on him. He may not be right away, but I think that potential's there. But with running backs, man, running backs to me, it's hard to tell.
I mean, I wouldn't take any of them in the first round, and that includes Leonard Fournette, who I think is very good. That includes Dalvin Cook, who I think is very good. I just don't have a use for – like, there's players that can be on my team for much longer.
Yeah.
And I can find a running back later who's going to do – they might not be as good as them, but they'll do the job.
I would rather have Foreman in the third or fourth round than any of those guys that go ahead of him in the first.
Yep, same here.
And take a defensive player or a tackle or something that's going to last me – 8 years. Brian says now Pro Football Talk is going to think you guys are Texans homers. Yeah, we'll just send them the audio from yesterday. So 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776 is your number. Somebody says, who wants to be Skip Bayless? I'd rather mainline Drano. You know what, though? Guy makes a lot of bank being what he is. And that's what he's in it for, so good for him. Getting a lot of Spirit of Pro Football Talk. Breaking news, RG3 agrees to be the Browns punt returner, and Manziel signed by Texans, says QB guru O'Brien from Soccer Bilal. Getting that is a definition of fake news. It really is. I want to ask Solomon about that when he comes on. Assuming he hasn't broken a pinky out gardening again.
He may have.
So he's up next, Jerome Solomon. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. Be happy to take your phone calls.
All right. I'm going to tell you guys about Allied Outdoor Solutions. I've been telling you about them for a while. It's that time, guys. You're going to want to spend more time outdoors. Let the pros at Allied Outdoor Solutions get you ready. They can renovate your faded pool deck, your grayed-out patio, your outdated driveway with a carved stone overlay that will give you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for way less money. It's always trialed, hand-carved, custom-colored to your home, so it looks great. And it's twice as strong as concrete. Allied stands behind it with a 7-year warranty. They can help you on residential and commercial projects, and they can help you save money as well. They offer 0% financing for up to 18 months on the job. Guys, with all this, it's no wonder there's so many people saying great things about them. Their best picks reports certified each of the last 4 years. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Go with a carved stone overlay to get the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the showroom. It's at I-10 in the Beltway. Or check out the Carved Stone Project's photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. Or give them a call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Anxious about the recent election and the impact on your business? Let HRNP help you navigate through the uncertainty.
Behold the King, the King of Kings.
your knees, Doug.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Shocker. Jerome not picking up his phone. I bet he's in the hospital. I bet he's in the hospital for a hangover.
Could be.
Or a hangnail. One of the two.
Well, you want to talk to Dan until then?
Yeah, we could talk to Dan until Jerome shows up. Dan, I'm sorry you're not Jerome, but that's okay. What's up?
Hey, sports gentlemen.
Sports to you.
Excellent. Well, guys, I want to get your thoughts real quick. The more I think about and sort of analyze this upcoming NFL draft, I think there's a real big opportunity to improve your team, whatever team you may like, on the defensive side of the ball. You guys mentioned there's not really a quarterback worth taking in the first round, and I heard your last segment, maybe that's the case with running backs as well. So it seems to me that, you know, this is a defensive-heavy draft, and there's a real opportunity for each and every team in the NFL to improve themselves on the defensive side of the ball, certainly in rounds one and two. And maybe not every team has the luxury to do that, but that's kind of my thought. So what's your opinion? I'll hang up and listen.
All right. Yeah, well, Jerome's here now, so we'll save that thought. We'll come back to that next segment. But right now we're going to go to Jerome Solomon, who is a Houston Chronicle media superstar. What's up, Jerome?
What's up, gentlemen? How's it going?
It's going sportsy.
Very sportsy.
I don't know if you saw this, but we were talking about this a little bit last segment, the story that Pro Football Talk posted on DeAndre Hopkins, where they basically took Aaron Wilson's transcript of what DeAndre Hopkins said, pulled out like four words and made it look like he was, and basically just created a story that was completely inaccurate. And if at worst, it was completely inaccurate. At best, it was misleading as hell. And I was just kind of curious if you had seen that.
I did not. Give me a quick synopsis of what is the story? What's the headline?
Well, the headline is the problem. What's funny is Jong is basically calling Pro Football Talk fake news on Twitter now and starting a war with them, which is kind of cool. Except it's a one-way war. It's like North Korean missiles versus the ground is what it is. But no, basically what they did was, here's the headline, DeAndre Hopkins takes issue with idea he had a down season. And then they go into, you know, basically saying, well, his stats went down and O'Brien defended him. And then it says, Hopkins' quote is, a down season, it's a team sport. I did my job. And it makes it sound like he's responding to that. But if you look at, but that's, the quote was two paragraphs long. And John, you have the full quote, right?
I have the full quote. This is what Aaron Wilson tweeted out. It said, it's great to have a coach like that when he's always on your side. A down season, you know. And he cut out, you know, Florio cut out, you know, and put a question mark there. And it says, it's a team sport. It's not one player out there playing. So I did my job to get our team last year to where we got. So he completely cut out an entire sentence, put a punctuation there that wasn't there, and left off everything else in that quote.
Yeah, that's weak. I mean, that's not – well, for one, it's just not what DeAndre said. And it – maybe more importantly than the actual wording and what's taken out, it doesn't at all account for the atmosphere and the tone. And he was relaxed and jovial and joking. He was so casual in that press conference yesterday – that the general thought was, man, he must be getting close to a new contract. You know, I'm serious. Like, that was the, hey, man, we better get on this because he must be getting ready to, you know, to sign. Because typically, if they're still far away from being signed, if his agent had told him, hey, man, they're talking about, you know, you're not worth this, that, and the other, and, you know, it's going to be a long fight or something like that, a guy would show up at a situation like that yesterday ready to say, what y'all mean I had a down season?
Yeah.
And he'd be talking to the team, not to the media. So, no, it wasn't that. That wasn't at all the situation.
No,
and I wouldn't blame him if he did say, I didn't have a down season. Do y'all see who was at quarterback? But he has never said that.
Well, and we played the audio, and it was pretty clear that he was just, you know, he just mentioned a down season. It wasn't even a question mark. It was just, you know, he was referring back to it, not even denying it or, you know, or anything. It was just
He was actually acknowledging that the numbers were down.
There's no denying that,
Yeah, there's no denying that. So he's just saying, a down season. But, hey, it's a team sport, and I did my job, and it's good to know my coach got my back. Everybody around here knows I did my job. But so he's like, I don't have to defend myself because of the situation I'm in. And most times you're in his situation, you feel the need to defend yourself because nobody has gotten your back, you know, and that's not the case. So he's feeling pretty good.
Jerome, do you really think week one, when the schedule comes out Thursday, Tom Savage will be starting quarterback for your Houston Texans? And if so, give me one reason why. I'll take any reason why I should be excited about this team if that's the case.
You shouldn't be excited about this team if that's the case. I can't help you with that one. If you spent your money on season tickets like thousands upon thousands upon thousands do, and you need a reason to get excited, you better look somewhere other than Tom Savage. And yes, I don't think that there's a whole heck of a lot they can do to have another person start. However, based upon Tom Savage's play, there's a phrase I'm looking for that I can't think of it off the top of my head, but based upon his injuries per snap, let's put it that way.
Which is about 1-to-1, right?
Per snap. Him making out of preseason and getting to that first game is up for question, right?
Yeah, and then the way he just kind of explained off his injuries, like, with
rookie year was rookie year.
Yeah, rookie year was rookie year, and with experience, I won't make that play. It's like, how do we know? Because you don't have any experience.
There's a lot of things that he said that, look, I don't know the guy. I have nothing against him at all. Not rooting against him or for him, for that matter, but I'm definitely not rooting against him. But he's not talking any differently than Brock Osweiler talked coming in here. And, Brock Osweiler didn't impress once it came time to take his snaps and throwing the football. And Osweiler brought a lot more to the table than Tom Savage has brought to the table to this point. So if you believe in Tom Savage, more power to you. But, he's talking about he doesn't listen to the naysayers. That's good, because that's all there should be other than family members and loved ones.
Well, no, trust me, after yesterday, I know there's a bunch of hardcore Texans fans out there who say give him a chance. They're buying into this crap that the organization is selling him.
I heard you yesterday for a little bit, and you threw out the phrase about the media here, by and large, rooting for, or not even rooting for, just soft on the Texans and weaklings, et cetera. Well, our two guys who cover the team, McClain and Aaron Wilson, are both like, Tom Savage could really have a big year, now that he's gotten a chance. And Tom Savage... Yeah, he could have a big year. I don't know why in the world you would expect such a thing. I mean, give me a break. That's and the big thing to me is like it's not trying to rain on Texan parade. There is no parade. They went 9-7. So there's no talk of a parade. There should be no discussion of one because you went 9-7. You proved that with a bad quarterback you can win 9 games. You didn't prove that with a great quarterback you can win a Super Bowl, because everybody knows that a great quarterback can win a Super Bowl. You didn't prove that with competent quarterback play, you can win a Super Bowl, because you got really bad quarterback play and won 9 games. Competent quarterback play may have only won 9 games, too. You still got the same coach. And competent quarterback play might have beaten New England on that day, in that playoff game, that day, that time. But competent quarterback play didn't beat New England any other time in the playoffs last year. Better than competent quarterback play didn't beat him. So
Matt Ryan played pretty well.
All you need is competent. Get out of here.
You may not throw a parade, but you'll put up another AFC South banner in your stadium next year. So there is that. So what do you think of the Rockets? Obviously, just one game. And then, of course, we have the long 2-day wait before game 2. But looked pretty good considering they didn't hit their threes. They still took care of business.
I was really going along with it. I thought they were way too confident in what they could do, and they were primed for an upset in game 1, and I was way off. They really did do what they talked about doing. And I mean, I talked to a lot of those guys and off, way, way off you know, the record in a way. And they just act like a group of guys who were not even concerned about what OKC could do. And I was like, man, y'all act like, you know, y'all are 10 times better than them. And now I see why. So clearly, you know, OKC is going to hear how bad they are for a couple of days and, you know, come out with the best of what they have. But, yeah, just watching the way they matched up, there's no way OKC can beat them if the Rockets play that way and OKC plays that way. I don't expect that to continue. But even when it changes, the Rockets are the better team. They're supposed to win this series. And I can't find a way for it to go more than five games.
Yeah, and the thing is, other than Patrick Beverley, did anybody exceed what you thought they could do? I don't think Williams was that great. I don't think Gordon was that great. The Rockets can be better than they were the other night, and that game wasn't close.
Yeah, Harden wasn't even that good. Even with the final numbers, he didn't play that well. He didn't play that well at all in the first half, especially. His shooting was off the entire time. I mean, he hits a few threes. Ryan Anderson drains a few threes. I mean, they didn't make their three-pointers and still handle this team pretty comfortably. Now, of course, you can't expect OKC to score 13 points in the fourth quarter, right, or 20 points in the third, or 33 in the whole second half. That wasn't all defense. That was a lot of OKC not really – they just folded up at a certain point. But the Rockets can play a whole lot better. I mean, a whole lot better. And I expect that they will, too. And they'll blow them out another time before the series is over. I don't see them getting blown out, though, at all. So OKC is going to have to keep games close. And, you know, that Westbrook didn't show up pretty much at all the other night. And I don't think that'll happen again this series.
Yeah, although I'm gonna disagree with you a little bit. It wasn't all defense, but I do think the Rockets played much better defense than what we saw in the regular season. I thought they turned it up, and that showed, especially in the second half. It wasn't all defense. Part of it was OKC sucking, but I think the Rockets had a lot to do with that.
Oh no, yeah. Don't turn it. I'm not giving them some credit. I mean, they played better defense than they usually do, and better defense than we expected. But I mean, and maybe this kind of points to all of that 6 months of arguing and debating over the MVP. When Westbrook isn't triple-double dominating Russell Westbrook, that's OKC. So, and he wasn't that the other night. You know, he almost got a triple-double with 9 turnovers, but no, he has to be at the peak of his peak. Otherwise, those guys are pretty doggone useless, and they showed that the other night. It wasn't because the Rockets stopped them. The Rockets played a little more physical than they normally do, and they hustled, and they were in the right spots. But I bet this the last 13-point quarter we'll see from OKC in this series. I wouldn't be surprised if it's the last 20-point quarter we see from them.
All right, that's Jerome Solomon, Houston Chronicle. You can follow him on Twitter at Jerome Solomon. Jerome, appreciate the time, my friend, and we'll do this again next week.
And quit calling Jong North Korean. He's South Korean.
No,
we don't know that.
No, we just know he's Korean.
Fred, you're fake news.
Yeah, well, we're going to do fake news the rest of the show. We're in honor of Pro Football Talk, the rest of the show,
it's fake all news. Fake news.
That's the most handsome man in newspaper, Jerome Solomon. Thank you for the time, Jerome.
You get text messages from people saying, fake news, what's the difference in what y'all do every day?
By the way,
I don't work for the Chronicle anymore. What are you talking about?
Later, guys.
See you.
By the way, Jerome is filling in for Joel tomorrow with Barry.
What's it, Joel's taking a vacation week?
Has he even been here long?
During the first round of the Rockets playoffs, huh?
I know, right? It's crazy.
Yeah.
That's surprising.
Isn't that his?
This is his big time.
This
is
his wheelhouse.
Hmm.
Boy, Jong is just flamethrowing people.
Yeah.
You looking at him on Twitter?
Yeah.
He's gone after, he's talking about the top of the organization he doesn't like on the Texans.
You know who he's not gone after? Kim Jong-un.
No, because they're...
Oh, I'm against that.
Yeah, well, yeah. You're not saying it on Twitter, are you?
No, but here's what he said. The players I don't have a problem with.
You want to upset your Asians.
But he says he feels like JJ is fake, and the PR department is horrible, too.
Damn.
He went on Twitter with that. Damn, Jong. Dropping bombs.
You trying to get our credentials pulled?
If they do, bleep them.
Man.
No, I mean, I graduated with the journalism degree, but I haven't practiced journalism. But, you know, you get taught, you know, when you're in school, you get taught how to do things properly. And when stuff like this comes out, it makes me a little upset.
Okay. More importantly, can you get a missile to the Japan Sea?
I'll try. I have contacts in North Korea.
Okay.
Surprise.
Hashtag fake news.
All right, guys. Guess how many Americans are disgruntled employees? Over half. That includes Jong.
Is that fake news?
No, you're super disgruntled today.
Is that real news?
That's real news. And if you're disgruntled, the computer industry might be for you. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today and find out if it is. At My Computer Career, you could start a new life as an IT pro in months. Not years, guys. Months. Even with zero IT experience. Attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week, where you're going to get the skills and industry certifications that you'll need to start your new career. My Computer Career is nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon, so go take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Thursday is opening day at Constellation Field. The Blitz is kicking off the party with a live broadcast from the stadium. Come hang out with us for the pregame chatter and win some station gear. Tickets start as low as $8 with free parking. It's affordable family fun. Log on to Sugarland Skeeters and get your tickets today. And we guarantee you it will not rain Thursday, because last year we were there for the one rainout.
It's true.
So it will not happen again. Guaranteed.
Although
that is an A.J. Hoffman guarantee.
I'm not guaranteeing that. This is exactly 1 year to the day from the great Houston flood.
Yeah.
At least the last great Houston flood.
So. And tonight at 7, Hustletown with Craig Shelton, Angelo Lawford, and Jermaine Every.
Here's an interesting question.
Yeah.
Is that Jermaine?
Are all three of them here tonight?
I don't know.
Craig
said he didn't tell me.
Okay. Well, I hope so. Because that's a pretty good power trio. All right. That's where Interesting Question Guy came from. It flood.
That's right.
So, interesting question. When you go to Skeeters game, it flood.
That's right.
Speaking of Skeeters, now.
Wait, when are we going there again?
Thursday. We're out
this
there.
This Thursday?
Yeah. Jong, is that correct? Is it Thursday? Because here.
Yes.
Here we go. Once again, conflicting reports. Because,
like the day after tomorrow?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Not the movie The Day After Tomorrow.
Right.
But the actual day after tomorrow. But then I have a giveaway here that says this Friday is opening day.
No, that's not correct.
So
that's fake news.
All right. So is the giveaway for Thursday?
It's for Thursday.
All right. So if you want to come see us, I'm going to give you tickets right now. Two tickets to see the Skeeters versus the Bridgeport Bluefish Crab. Is that really right? Bridgeport Bluefish Crabs? Okay. No, it's the Bridgeport Bluefish, not crabs. What the hell? This whole thing is fake news. But it's not a fake giveaway. I'm giving you away. Screw the Bluefish. You want to see the Skeeters, right?
Right.
Two tickets to the Skeeters. Thursday at Constellation Field. It says April 20th. Yeah, that's Thursday. First pitch, 7:05. It's affordable family fun. Log on to SugarlandSkeeters.com to get your tickets now. Caller 15. Get your Skeeter on with us on Thursday. All right. How about is that?
It would have been nice if I could have, if I was done with my diet and I could eat some ballpark food.
Yeah, they got some pretty good stuff there. That's really a cool experience if you've never been, and it's a terrific stadium. And I've been out there a few times, not just for the show, but the baseball is what it is. But the atmosphere is fantastic.
Yeah,
it's a really cool thing. Take your family. They got places where you can basically turn the kids loose and you could sit back with the wife or the husband or somebody else's wife or husband and have a few drinks. It's all good.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna get out there during the summertime.
Yeah, take the kids.
Yeah.
All right, time for the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, you know how you get all those emails from Nigeria that say, I want to put money in your account. You just have to send it here instead. I think we found where all that money went.
Oh, yeah?
More than $43 million was seized from an apartment building in Nigeria after the anti-corruption unit received a tip.
That's a lot of dough.
Yeah, $43 million. And in Nigeria, that's got to go a long way. $43 million U.S. dollars. That's got to put you in the Donald Trump range,
Look at
right?
me. I'm the captain now.
Exactly.
Oh, that's Somalia.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's wrong.
They get their money.
See, now
ways.
now you've confused your. Yeah, damn it. That's pretty racist. But
it's not racist.
Because Somalis and Nigerians are exactly alike.
I got my
alike.
Criminal elements mixed up. I'm confused internet pirates with actual pirates.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But apparently the a haggard looking woman in dirty clothes sometimes appeared at the apartment building with multiple bags. And because they were moving them in and out of the apartment.
How do we know it wasn't women's underwear?
Well, because
that happened yesterday, remember?
Yeah, but the authorities got there and found the money inside a bunch of fireproof cabinets hidden inside a dresser full of neatly packaged bills. $43 million in U.S. bills and $35,000 in additional in U.K. pounds and $75,000 in Nigerian naira. So mostly American money.
Man. Suckers. Yeah. Sucker born every day.
I'm telling you. So don't send your money.
No.
This is what happens. And that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
You know,
Fred, where's the place to go?
Well, I was,
if you were looking to hire
someone. If I had $43 million and I needed to hire some people. Actually, I don't need $43 million and need to hire people, but there's one place to go, ZipRecruiter. And if you are looking to hire the best candidate, then you don't want to post your job in just one place. If you want to find the perfect hire, you've got to post your job on all the top job sites, and now you can, and that's what ZipRecruiter does. You can post your job to over 100-plus job sites, and that includes social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. And the cool thing is you're going to find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. You just have to post once and watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface.
Yep, no juggling emails, no dealing with the calls to your office. You quickly screen your candidates, you rate them, and you hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter's been used by Fortune 100 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses as well. And right now, my listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/play. That's ZipRecruiter.com/play. One more time, guys. Try it for free. ZipRecruiter.com/play.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.